We've now come to the wonderful time of year when our daily light grows at its fastest rate. From this week through April, places around latitude 40 get 3 extra minutes of daylight per day, which makes this the perfect time to contemplate light itself. Because of light's ultimate speed limit, we can never know what things are like now anywhere else in the universe. We see the Andromeda Galaxy as it was nearly 3 million years ago, and there is no possible way to get current news, nor them of us. But probably the most intriguing aspect of light is its experience of frozen time. If you could walk a mile in its shoes, so to speak, you'd experience yourself as everywhere in the universe at once. That's because light travels in a fundamentally different way than we do. We move through both space and time. Actually, when we're sitting still, we don't move through space relative to objects around us, but we still must move through time at the rate of a day every 24 hours, even if we don't want to. We age. As we start to walk, we now travel through space and also move through time. But as we go faster and faster, we traverse more space, but our travel through time is reduced. Our time slows down. At just below light speed, we cruise through a lot of space, but barely move through time at all. The more you travel through one aspect of space-time, the less you travel through the other. That's what Einstein figured out. Light's photons only move through space. They experience no time at all. Time simply does not exist for a photon. If you aim a flash camera toward the sky, the moment you pop the flash, the pulse of light has, from its perspective, already arrived at the far end of the universe. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.